What's up? It's Nick, and welcome to another episode of Off the Bike. This week, I have the pleasure of having one of our Morgantown team members, Cassie, with us. She's been teaching with us for a little over a year, or almost a year, and we're going to talk about her life, all of the things that she brings to the room, all the things she brings out of the room, the connections that she's made, the things that she's learned, and some tips and advice. Join along. It's going to be a fun one. Let's do this thing. What's up? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. I just finished your class, so I'm awesome.
Thanks for riding with me. So I'm so happy to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
I want to hit each instructor, each team member, because each person has such a special story and brings something so unique to the studio. I want to go all the way back to the beginning before you were even an instructor, because I think it's so cool for our riders and for anybody listening to hear what each team member's story is. So
yeah,
take me
definitely.
Back to your first ride. Do you remember your first ride?
Yeah, I absolutely do. So I rolled into Zenergy one day because I just knew it was an exercise class. And I was like, exercise classes are my deal. I'm going to go try this out.
Uh-huh.
I did not know a soul. I actually was a terrible first rider and snuck in. I didn't want anyone to help me. I was so bad. And so I went in, kind of disappeared into the room. Everybody was wonderful. Helped me get my shoes. And I probably shouldn't be smacking the
table.
Is that gonna, okay.
No, you're fine.
And I did my first class. It was with Billy. So obviously she's fabulous.
Yeah.
And the
we
energy, I know.
I remember her red hair. We would find her red hair all over the place.
Oh my gosh. She was the cutest, but you know, the energy, just, you know, the core of what you cultivate here, she had that going on in class. And you know, a lot of like other people's stories, I was hooked immediately,
yeah.
But, I was terrible. I could not keep the beat. And
well, I don't think anybody's terrible. Maybe you couldn't ride as well as you do
as,
now.
Yeah, if we're talking strictly skill levels, if hanging onto the handlebars for real life for dear life is terrible,
it's
then
like
that's what I was doing.
Ride.
Yeah, but I got it.
Yeah.
I got it the first ride.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is it, because I'm a passionate person about
right.
fitness, but that mind body connection, that's something I established a long time ago. And to find,
that's what I was going to ask, because you love to work out, you love to
yes.
exercise, you do it everywhere. So you came to work out, but did you find something different?
Yes.
Than
so
what you were expecting?
It was a community of people who have that same connection that I have between the mind and the body, you
yep.
know, and that's something, because I went through a huge transformation in my life way back, like 10 years ago.
Right.
It was a physical transformation, but more so it was
yeah.
like,
do you want to talk about it a little bit? Or?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
sure. Yeah. I went through a time I did sports my whole life.
Yeah.
When I was done with that, I didn't really have a good grasp of taking care of myself outside of training. I was
yeah.
just kind of happy to be able to have a break from that. And so I got in a huge rut without even realizing I was doing it. And, you know, of course there are physical side effects, but the mental side effects were so much worse. And I was discouraged, and I kind of started losing pieces of motivation in my life throughout. And it really started for me through weightlifting.
Yeah.
I became really passionate about it.
Which is so funny, because you're doing the complete opposite here.
I know. But it was before social media, really, there weren't like Instagram influencers. There wasn't this fitness scene for women.
Yeah.
And I just decided what I wanted to do. And I went, and I was the only chick in the weight room, and it
yep.
didn't bother me. And I got super strong physically, but something transformed in my mind. And I realized, like, the sky's the limit. Like,
right.
if I can do this, I can translate this out into my life, you know? And I just set the bar
yeah.
higher for myself.
Yeah.
And so that's what fitness has always been to me. That's why I'm so passionate about it, and it makes me happy
yep.
and I love it. But then when I came here, I was like, this is a group of people who get it. You know, this is a like-minded group of people, and that set me on a whole new, I mean, it turned what I was going through around, you know,
yeah.
I was just kind of in a job I didn't love, you know, and I was just kind of in a rut in life, and I would pull into the gym in the evening because I love to be healthy, you know, truly for the physical
right,
benefits
right,
of
right.
it. But I didn't want to go in. I wasn't feeling it at that point. And then I came
well,
here.
Well, what did you feel like, and of course we're not going to name any of the names of the establishments, but what did you feel like maybe they were missing that you found to be beneficial here? I mean, is it what you, like the community, is that what you?
Yeah. I mean, I can go, you know, you can go to any, because I still participate in fitness classes
right.
outside of here in the community. There's a lot of great ones. You meet a lot of really nice people there and everything, but the consistency that's here, the culture that's here, it's I guess I would say negativity, anything like that is not tolerated even. Yeah. And it's not, it just doesn't even
like,
happen
tolerated
here.
Is a, it sounds hard to say, but it's right. The truth. But it's the yeah. truth. Because like it, we just, we don't allow it. Like it, yeah. it's like, I don't know. It's like there's a shield at the front door and you just like can't bring it in. Like you're
exactly.
not like it, you're like your body has to like drop it off.
Yeah, obviously we're not going to throw somebody out who's having a bad day. But
turn around.
Turn yeah, around. But it was just, you know, and the things that were important to me. You know, I'm not a perfect person, so I can't every single day keep that momentum for myself. So I right. could come here and somebody, a whole community of people, a whole bunch of people, were reminding me, oh yeah, that's what's important to you. That's why we do this.
Right.
And you know, that's what makes the difference. That's what you take outside of the studio with right. you. That's what made the difference for
right.
me.
Right. That's amazing. So I want to fill in some of the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And just like all of our podcasts, we go all over the place because we're just a talkative group and we just like to talk, right?
Yeah, that's an understatement.
So, okay, so let's go back. So it's been almost a year, like I said.
Yes.
And you were riding with us. And you decided, we announced that we were going to do auditions here at the Morgantown studio.
Yeah.
And you applied.
Yes, I did.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going off of memory, and sometimes my memory can fail me. But you applied, and weren't you sick for a while?
Yes.
When you applied?
I almost forgot about that.
My memory didn't fail yeah. me. That's
no,
crazy.
No, you were completely right. And we didn't even really know each
like,
other. I had never
like
really...
Like real sick, like
I had pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
I
almost
had
said
pneumonia.
Ammonia is cleaning. Not a sickness.
That's a chemical.
That's why I have the profession I have and I'm not a doctor.
That's, I mean, I think you picked the right thing. I think we all know that. But yeah, so I had decided I wanted to audition. I had been riding not very long. I maybe had...
Like how many rides do you think you had?
I
maybe
would say
20?
20, 30.
Yeah.
Maybe 30.
Yeah.
And I just became really passionate about it. And obviously, you know, I joked about being a terrible rider at first. And I tell every single person that comes in that, you know, if you feel like you're off the beat and you can't crush the choreo at first, then perfect. You did exactly what I did my first class.
Yep.
You know,
everybody
you can
still
get
somewhere.
Everything out of it. Yeah.
No matter, I always like to like gear part of the podcast, and this can be the part for this podcast, like towards new writers, like truly, like we mean it when we say it. And I know you can agree.
Yep.
Like when you come, it doesn't matter what you do. Just have fun.
Absolutely. That's the thing. A lot of people, when I'm talking about Zenergy outside of the studio, you know, at my job or anywhere that I am, I mean, it's like constant, really.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. But, you know, people always ask me, is there a beginner's class? Is there a, you know, a class that I can start with? And I'm said, nope, just show up. You,
yep.
you got this. Anybody, any skill level, any fitness level, any experience level. You come in, if you're doing your best, if you're focusing on what you want, setting your intentions, working your hardest, then you're doing it.
That's right. So you apply to be an instructor.
Yes.
And you audition after your pneumonia.
Yeah.
Not
so
pneumonia,
that's
pneumonia.
What I just remember. I was getting over it, but I really wanted to put my best foot forward. I hadn't been riding a long time. So I just remember giving you guys a disclaimer, if I bust out my emergency inhaler at
yes.
some point during the audition,
I
don't be
this.
Alarmed. That's not my usual.
I remember this. And so on Aaron's podcast, so you trained with Aaron.
Yeah.
On Aaron's podcast, we talked about her audition process. What was the audition process like for you? Because everybody, it's completely different.
Yeah. So when I came in, I didn't know anybody else who was auditioning. There was, you know, a pretty good group of us. And even then, it's so easy to get in your head. And I showed up and I kind of expected, you know, I used to be an athlete. I'm used to a competitive atmosphere.
Right.
And I had a little bit of guard up. Like it was going to be competitive.
Right.
We all embraced each other. You know, it was a positive
yeah.
experience. Everybody wanted everybody to succeed.
Group.
You wanted us to succeed. And we
group.
All knew that. Yeah. But the audition experience, so I was just kind of hanging back. A lot of what I'm required to do in my day-to-day life, I'm in front of people constantly. That part wasn't the biggest fear for me. I was a little bit of an inexperienced rider,
mm-hmm.
which I think was kind of different compared to a lot of people because there were a lot of really, really experienced
yeah.
riders there. And
yeah.
I knew that.
Everybody
they
comes
were
from
amazing.
A different
yeah.
path when they audition.
So,
which is an interesting point that, again, we point out. We don't look for instructors. We don't look for perfect riders, you know?
Yeah, not at all. And
you know?
It's, yeah.
It's great. It's great. But, you know.
It's just part of it though.
Yeah.
That's just part of being
yeah.
an instructor. is the skills. I mean, remember how bad my tap backs looked?
Yeah, I remember.
They weren't good.
But they look a lot different now, don't they?
You helped me out.
They look a lot different now, yeah. Josh worked with you guys.
And he was great.
So you auditioned, and so, yours wasn't as stressful as Aaron's.
No, so it was, you know, and maybe our ages, maybe our experiences, yep. You know, I feel like I also, you know, I didn't really know anybody that well.
Right.
And that was to no fault of anyone else's. I liked everybody here. I got all the positive vibes in the world, but I didn't have any close friendships here at that point.
Which I'm sure is probably kind of nice, because then you can come in and you can be like, hey, what's up? I'm Cassie. And then you can walk out and be like, see ya. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If I bomb, I have nothing on the line right here. I mean, no, right. There's nothing on the line. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't super nervous. I practiced on some rickety bike at my gym with my feet in the little cages. You know, yep. I tried to make yep. it happen. But I just remember when I kind of felt it out, people who wanted to go sooner, get it over with, I just kind of let it go, let it flow, waited until there was a comfortable time for me to take my turn.
Yep.
And I remember when I walked in, you were so great. I mean, you and Aaron both set the tone for us to be comfortable, mm-hmm. for us to not be
Thank
nervous.
You.
You know, you guys did an awesome job
Thank
of that.
You.
I believed you when you said, you know, we want you to succeed. We 100%. Want you to do well.
You know, I learned that, you know, my background is in theater.
Yes.
And I auditioning for anything, and for those who don't know the word audition, just look at it as an interview.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit more of an intense interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so auditioning is very intimidating. And in theater, you have to audition to be in a role. And I was taught this a long time ago, and it eased my mind a lot. You know, you think when you audition for a show, a musical, a play or whatever, you may not get a part, but that may not be the best part for you. And so I always tell people, like, the directors, the casting directors and performance are here. The master instructors that are in charge of choosing our instructors.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking to fill a certain part. And if you don't get it, it's not because you're not good. Maybe it's just not. It's not what we need at the time.
Totally.
We want you to succeed because you're helping us fill the void. We want
yes.
something different.
Well, and that's kind of, I decided going into it. And I think this is maybe why I wasn't very nervous. I just made a decision that I was going to go in and be my most genuine self, because mm-hmm. I didn't want, first of all, you can't keep up a facade. And I wanted you guys to choose somebody who was right for it, because I did recognize this energy as something special. And, you know, it's an honor to be up there. And so I remember when I walked in, you guys got me set up with the mic, which was my worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. I hated it. Now I don't shut up. But I got in there and, you know, you guys got me set up, got me comfortable. I got on the bike. And I just remember looking at you guys, we all made eye contact, and I just blurted out with a smile on my face. I said, it feels really good up here.
Yep.
And
I remember that.
It was just like this moment, and it just kind of came out.
I'm so happy that we're talking about your audition experience, because when I always like to relay it to theater, and they always say that the directors are going to remember the people that are bringing something unique. I mean, I heard stories where people, when they would audition for shows, they would do cartwheels out of the room or things like that.
Oh, wow.
Because you want to show
yeah.
you want to show your personality. And so I'm really, really happy you said that, because that is the number one thing that we're looking for any, and this is for anyone who's interested in maybe joining our team.
Gotcha.
We're looking for personality always, because you can teach everything else. You can't teach personality.
Yeah, I guess that's a really good point. It's true. Yeah.
It's crazy. So let's keep going. So you finished your audition.
Yeah.
It was great, obviously, because here you are.
Yeah, thank you.
We went into training. Josh, our master instructor in Pittsburgh, trained you guys.
Yes.
And down here in Morgantown. And you guys got on the schedule. You started teaching in the summer.
Yes, I did.
And now here we are.
Yes, I'm actually teaching my 100th instructor ride in the morning.
That's amazing. Congrats.
I'm so excited. Congrats. Yeah, thank you.
Isn't that so crazy how fast it comes?
It really
is. I mean, it's slow, but it's fast at the same time.
Yeah.
Fast and slow.
Yeah.
So you're about to hit your 100th instructor ride. What has changed? This is kind of a hard question.
Okay.
What has changed since day one of instructing to now, in the aspect of is there anything that's different?
I mean, the first obvious and easy answer is you just naturally get more comfortable as you go along.
Yep.
But with that, I think the most number one thing that has changed with my comfort level going up, and I think less about the technical aspects of everything, I'm really able to focus on the rider experience more because I am a rider. You know, I come in and I know what makes the best experience for me. So now that I kind of have the technical things down, I don't have to think through running my class as much because, you know, every piece of class is choreographed out. You know, it's got to flow.
You have the tools and the essentials and you were trained. And so now you can enjoy.
And so now it's like I can focus on my riders and, you know, I can gather inspiration, bring things into class. And I think it just has gotten more meaningful over time because it did. It meant so much to me at the beginning and it was such a growth time for me. But now, not that I'm there or I'm done, you know, I'll always keep improving.
Always.
I'll always keep growing.
It's like I said in class tonight, we're always becoming. Always.
Yeah. Yes,
you
that's
can't
exactly
just become.
It.
We're always becoming. And I stole that from a book I've been reading, but still, it's true.
It is so true. And so I just love that now that I can walk in and be confident in some of the things that took a lot more thought at first. Pressure's off in that area. And I can really focus on my riders and keeping them in the moment and staying in the moment myself.
Well, it 100% shows.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
So let's kind of start to wrap this up. Okay. So for your riders or even people that have not yet gotten to ride with you at any of our studios or anybody listening, what's something that you want people to know when they come to meet you about you?
Okay.
I know, tricky.
Yeah. I just want to think for a second. So I definitely know one thing that I want riders to know about me and coming to my class. I am one of those super weird people that loves working out. And I recognize that a lot of people that sign up for a class, you know, whether or not they know the Zenergy mission and what we're all about, they're signing up for a fitness class if they're new. Mm-hmm. They may or may not have heard, you know, kind of what we're all about here. But I really emphasize to my riders that I want them to give themselves permission to have fun.
Yep.
You have 45 minutes. You can forget about work. We're going to work our butts off. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be hard, but you don't have to stress about it. I read it a long time ago. Somebody said, exercise is not a punishment for what you ate.
Yep.
And I always, that resonated with me. And I want everybody to change their perspective
mindset
when they come in my class. Yeah. I want them to look at it as an opportunity to push themselves to grow. You don't get that every day in your everyday life. You might be stagnant at your job. You may, you know, in a
rut. Well, and it's you know, tying it back to your story, you know, you signed up for the exercise class.
Yes.
But look what it became, you know, for you. And it's like, it truly is all about the mindset and not just the fitness, but also, not to sound cliche, the zen that comes along with it.
Yeah. And so, you know, the physical piece of it, it follows. It comes naturally. You're going to start to feel amazing about yourself. There is going to be a physical transformation. But, you know, if you have 45 minutes that you can let loose, I always remind my riders, this is not a time where you worry about what you look like.
Yep.
This is not a time where you're worried about anybody watching
you.
That's
why we don't have mirrors.
Yeah. I think it's an awesome thing. You can come in and, you know, remove yourself from what's outside of the four walls of the studio. Give yourself permission to have a little fun because you freaking deserve
it. You have to.
Yes.
You have to.
It should be a reward. We're celebrating what our bodies are capable of and, you know, getting stronger mentally. And then you get to take that with you. So that's what I always want my riders to give themselves permission to get there, to have fun, to be able to let loose a little bit. And that's the only way that you grow. The only way you push yourself to a new level is when you kind of open up like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Listen, it's always a pleasure to be around you, to be in your presence.
Well,
your energy
you.
Is infectious. For those of you who haven't gotten to check out Cassie, she teaches at our Morgantown studio all across the week. Check out the schedule. I know she'd love to have you, right?
Absolutely.
She'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to have you. I'd love to introduce you to Cassie if you don't know who Cassie is. But in the meantime, I hope you have the most incredible week. And for now, have a happy day.